Hi everyone, and welcome to the Second Lateral Line podcast. For this podcast, I was down in Crisfield, Maryland with my good friend Chris Coyle, fishing with Captain Matt Talls of Chesapeake Angling Guide Service. Captain Matt and I were talking on the internet, and he said, you might want to come down here soon. Fishing's been really good. So I called my friend Chris, and we packed up one morning the end of October and drove down there. I think we brought the wind with us that day, but that didn't stop Matt from putting us on fish all day long, hiding behind islands and fishing marshes. It was a really good time. At the end of the day, we were able to sit down with Captain Matt and have him tell us all about the fishing opportunities and the seasons and everything, so I think you'll really enjoy this one. As always, you can tune into our podcast at fishing620.com, and always check out our sponsor, TitleFish.com, for all your fishing reports, articles, and information. Has over 28,000 anglers from all along the East Coast and around the world posting messages and exchanging information on a daily basis. So I won't delay any longer. Let's hear what Captain Matt, Chesapeake Angling Guide Service, had to say.
Have it on your calendar.
We're out here at, down in Crisfield, Maryland. Fishing out of Jeans Island State Park with Captain Matt Talls, the third of Chesapeake Angling. He does light tackle and fly fishing charters out of here at Crisfield. It's a pretty amazing place down here with all the marshes and creeks and stuff that you fish up in here. I've been fishing with Matt for probably like seven years?
Something like that.
7 or 8 years or something. We fished down here in Crisfield and also fished Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel together, and down in Harkers. I've had some Harkers Island, North Carolina. I've had some good days. So we're out here. We came down here, Chris Coyle and I, today. Weatherman was calling for 10 to 15, and he was close. It's 10 miles an hour off. It's blowing 25. We went a little bit south and fished some creeks. Had some luck, but it's been real tough with this wind. There's plenty of fish here, but we're camped out here at a creek they call Matt Talls Creek, in here near the launch at the park, and just waiting for the tide to turn. It's caught a fish, and once this tide turns, I think we're going to have some good fishing. So we're just sitting here hanging out. How long have you been fishing, Matt?
Well, most of my life here out of Crisfield, which I guess has been as soon as I was old enough to cast a rod, so probably the last, 25, 28 years. But I've been guiding professionally down here for almost 9.
What? Tell us about the season. What? I've been coming down here fishing with you in the fall, but I know the spring and the summer can be good too here. You only do light tackle and fly fishing, so some people were going to come down here. What would you recommend?
Ideally, our season typically kicks off right around the middle part of May, as soon as the water warms up a little bit. And we have exceptional spring fishing for stripers, speckled trout, and bluefish, and croaker pretty much all through the season. But the spring season, with the most activity before the fish move deep, generally runs from May through mid-July. And again, the exceptional point of fishing generally picks up again after Labor Day and extends through the fall season, right around Thanksgiving.
What can people expect size-wise in the way of sort of striped bass in the spring, and then I know they probably get a little bit smaller in the summertime, I would guess, but then into fall?
Well, it's easier for people to say that you come out and can catch big fish. We do get some really nice-sized fish up to 28, 30 inches, but on average, we can expect to get probably between 12 and 16-inch fish in the summer, but during the spring and fall, we have a little bit better average, running 18 to 24-inch on most of the stripers. The croaker, speckled trout, and bluefish all range in size up to 2 and 3 pounds, but generally don't get over 20 inches.
I think you and I have had some pretty good days. Fish 24 to 26 inches down south, but it's really, I guess, the nice thing about fishing here is that even on a day like today, when the weatherman calls for 10 to 15 and it blows 25, there's plenty of areas to sort of hide. So you have a broad range of fishing. Can you explain sort of the whole area from maybe here down to Tangier where you normally fish? I know you even fish a little bit further south than that.
That's kind of difficult to summarize, that broad area, Brandon, but all in all, it's just a vast expanse of marsh islands, some of which are inhabited, such as Smith Island and Tangier that we fish around. But predominantly, we're working marsh islands and little feeder creeks and tributaries that range throughout the Tangier Sound and work the shallow water structure from the stump fields to the many grass flats that we have here. But on days such as today and, you know, any other windy day, particularly in the fall when the fishing is a little better and the fish are schooled up chasing bait, we can really get up into a lot of these creeks and just expect to have a good day. Today's overall is kind of tough, but there's just so many areas I really couldn't even begin to summarize.
What do you think, just so the folks out there kind of get an idea, a lot of folks are used to trolling in the deeper water and maybe fishing for breaking fish, of which I know you guys have some out here and things like that, but you know, what's the average depth that you're normally fishing to give the guys sort of an idea of that structure?
Well, primarily I like to work anywhere from say 1 to 8, 10 feet of water. Ideally, I would say that I like to stay in the 2 to 5 foot range for most of my clients. They really find that it's much more appealing and gives them a sense of true flats or Florida flats, you know, back bay style fishing. And casting to the grass flats and undercut banks is just, it's more thrilling in my opinion than jigging deeper water or even chasing breaking fish, which are highly unpredictable. You really can't depend on them from day to day and their movement, whereas we can pretty much calculate the movement with the tides in fishing the shallow water structure in creeks.
Now the striped bass are pretty much the money fish, but when can, I know you've even caught some redfish, it's not something you really would target down here, but you do pick them up on occasion, and some guys really have an interest in picking up the speckled trout in the shallow water, which can be pretty fun. What are the best months sort of for the redfish and the speckled trout?
In the spring of the year, you're probably looking at the first crab shed generally comes off in the middle of May, say around the 10th through the 15th, and the optimum time for spring would probably range through June. Once the waters get a little hotter in July, it kind of tapers off for those type of fish, unless you're fishing very early in the morning or evening. And even then, it becomes more of a bait fishery where you depend on fishing soft crab and peeler. But in the fall, usually from late September through early October are your peak times that you can expect to catch specks and reds. This year they've not been exceptional. We've been catching just some small specks. In fact, they haven't ranged any larger than 10, 12 inches. And last week we had a red that went probably 19 inches. So it's nothing huge, but still a lot of fun on the fly rod.
Well, excellent. Thanks a lot, Matt, for having Chris and I down here. If you're looking for some good fun down in Chrisfield, you can look up Captain Matt Talls on the internet at www.chesapeakeangling.com, or you can give him a buzz on his phone, 410-968-3286. Thanks again, Matt.
Thank you.